Hey! What's happening?
What's happening? This is the Basement Buddies Podcast.
I'm John, that's Brooks, and we don't have any friends.
And I sound weird in my headphones.
Yeah, we got Sieg's new pod track testing it out, so if we sound a little different, that's why. How's it going, buddy?
There's a lot. Okay, it stopped blinking. The light stopped blinking, so I know everything's cool. And all the right. Number's counting up, John. So,
there's a timer. If we do, screen.
You can see it. If we, this podcast disappears, John.
Yeah.
And we never see it again.
Oh, like it doesn't get saved.
It just goes away because I don't trust new technology.
Right. I understand. It's got a screen and blinking lights.
I mean,
but what's the cool thing that it does have?
Hey, John, I love your haircut. Wait. And announcing. John from the Basement Buddies Podcast.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Well, right. Really that might
be
down.
That might be too much power for you.
Okay, hold on.
What? Oh, knock-knock jokes?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Candace.
Candace who?
Candace, door open any faster if I push it? That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get that book?
I bought this knock-knock book for my kids, hoping that they'd be really into it.
No?
Because, you know, Nick's kids are into knock-knocks.
Yeah.
Knock-knock jokes, but not my kids. And both my kids can read now, so I was like, hey, here's a thing that they can read.
And get enjoyment out of.
And then when I tell them the jokes, they're like, shut up, old man.
Shut up, old man.
Not the worst. Funny.
Do kids still tell knock-knock jokes down on the playground?
Yeah, the playground when they're shooting jacks and
right
and
marbles
and other things.
Hopscotch, that hoop and stick, as we all know. Are they still playing the Squid Games?
Okay, here's the thing. I figured out why not all kids have seen Squid Games, but I think it's because everybody else has seen Squid Games. Like all the YouTube creators that they watch
reference it
in their channels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, it's absorbed secondhand the murdering of adults for money. Capitalism at its finest.
I guess. I don't know. People act like that show is crazy super violence. Like, I mean, it's kind of violent. I didn't find it that offensive.
Well, you're broken inside, John.
That's true. This is true. But it's not like some horror film or whatever. It's like, yeah, people getting shot. Pew. Then they fall over and it's over.
And then they get their organs. Oh,
Yeah. Spoilers. That was a weird plot point.
Is that what? Okay.
Let's talk squid.
Let's talk organ transplant. And
okay. Black market harvesting.
And if we should be allowed to sell our organs, John? How do you feel about organs?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
But the government doesn't want us to because they're afraid that all the poor people will be put into organ mills, which probably will happen.
That's true.
And then...
It's probably a bad idea.
And then mistreated?
Or coerced, I imagine, right?
But...
Your overbearing, abusive wife just hounds you day in, day out to sell your kidney?
Like, what's if at 18 someone said, hey, Brooks, you sell your kidney.
Yeah. What would it cost?
You sell your kidney $50,000.
$50,000.
You'll have a pretty sweet jump on life. And
that's a nice down payment on a house. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's when we were 18.
Down.
Yeah. I feel like if I was 18, someone gave me $50,000, I would not have improved my life in any measurable way. But like if someone gave you 50,000, there was like a story of a kid in my high school who's like grandpa died and gave him all money when they turned 18. And I think one of them like got drunk at a party and fell off a cliff.
Got a bunch of money for being broken?
Once you turned 18, like grandpa's fortune kicked in and you got like $500,000 or something. But you had to wait until you're 18. And so this kid fresh out of high school.
18.
Yeah. Got a ton of cash and his life just spiraled out of control. You know, he's like buying trucks and partying all the time. And at one, I think at one point, the lore is, the story was, he fell off a cliff at a party.
After being like, I'm a half a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe it was a cool million. Who knows?
I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
I mean, if I got not a $1 million, like, really isn't even enough to go wild. But if I say I got $40,000, like I won a Keno jackpot. Actually, I knew a guy who won $60,000.
Oh, what?
And it was like 25 or something. And I think he bought a house.
Yeah.
So if I got like $60,000, I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to like put it into savings and pay big bills.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'd be like, oh, I can afford a new car. Well, I still wouldn't buy a new car, but you know what I mean. A new to me.
Just immediately blow it. But I'm, so the, we have this thing with college. The government will sign off for us to get what? Go into debt up to our eyeballs, $100,000.
Yep.
And they're vouching for us. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
And then
the federal government isn't really.
Like, no, they're like saying, hey, we're going to vouch up to a certain point on.
Oh, I don't know if
they're for people. And then the deal is that that can't be bankrupted away. Yeah. So it just follows you forever. Any other debt would be you'd go bankrupt and then you just wouldn't have to pay back.
That has changed. That's not really the case anymore. I think bankruptcy isn't a get out of debt card anymore. That's my vague understanding. It's not like it used to be 30 years ago.
But it's only college. A lot of people that...
No, I think like normal credit card debt still follows you around.
No, I think it's gone. You're fucked for 10 years on any credit, but it disappears if you file a certain...
I know that used to be the case. I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore.
Email show.
Unless you have like recent... knowledge of this.
Like 3 years ago, recent?
Okay.
I was hearing people talk about it a couple years ago.
Okay. Well, there's no way to know or look it up.
I can't look it up. But if you know, though, basemotorpod@gmail.com. But if, like, somebody in the trades wanted to get a pretty sweet deal on an investment of $100,000 to start a business or something that would be backed by the government to get you a jump start, because nobody's handing out some 20-year-old $100,000 to buy a dump truck or whatever.
Right.
Because they have no experience and no job, but it might be better than a college degree.
So you're saying everyone should have a,
I'm saying
a loan opportunity.
And might as well be your left or right kidney.
Oh.
We allow this thing. Where you're given the opportunity.
You so can't... we have a whole generation of people with one kidney.
Well, and then the market, like, I imagine the first group of people, it'd be $100,000 because people really want kidneys. Yeah,
30 years there.
30 years.
$7,000.
Lousy with kidneys. There's always a crop of new kidneys hitting 18. And then the people that 20 years ago I gave away my second kidney, now I need another kidney.
Right. Yeah, you're making money.
I could, yeah, I sold it for 60. Yeah. Now I can get a new one, a younger one for 10.
Yeah. That seems, yeah, sustainable. I think that would work. I know one solution or a big part of a solution would be you're an organ donor by default unless you opt out. You know?
Well, then you got to die, but there's all these people walking around with two perfectly good kidneys.
I understand that, but when you...
Or half a liver, man. You can take half a liver.
Right, when you get your license, isn't that when you decide? You're 16, and they go, hey, do you want to be an organ donor or not? You just go, oh, well, whatever.
I'm Jehovah's Witness. I don't think any of my blood or organs should go into another human's body.
That
they hold
Christian
my...
scientists, I believe. I don't think JWs believe that.
Mm.
There's Christian scientists who like refuse blood transfusions. Because in the Bible, it says you shouldn't eat the flesh of a man. They consider that a form of eating.
dude, we're not putting it in your stomach.
Eh, doesn't matter. Blood goes into your body. It's not yours. Plus, it's icky. I think it says that in the Bible.
Is this the night where all the teenagers go out? Is this hell night? Yeah, tonight?
We don't do hell night. I'm not sure. That's like an East Coast thing. Joe, right in.
Hell night.
It's like a Detroit. They're like, let's burn cars. Isn't that what it is?
No. Let's go burn down a Thai food restaurant on Hawthorne.
Oh, no. Did I tell you I saw the news article. It was all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Lounge Lizard and a Thai place and another place. They all burned down. They're like fully burned down. And I thought Lounge Lizard was a bar, but it is not.
By driving past it?
Well, by its name. It's like a secondhand store.
You don't think old furniture that reclines and lounges?
I just thought Lounge Lizard, someone who hangs out a bar, this is a bar. I don't know. I'm not from this area.
Come on, John.
Anyway, the guy who owned the other antique store, Only Good Stuff, that's what it was called, is suing the Lounge Lizard guy because he's like, you did it. You burned it down. I saw your shitty paint area and it had poor ventilation and I knew it was you. And he said he didn't have fire insurance and he lost everything in the fire.
He lost. And you've never been in that store?
I don't know. I don't go in those.
My dad
was like, I got to find a funny lamp. No, I don't go in that store.
My dad's basement was shelves and pathways.
You say shelves or shelves?
Shelves and shelves and pathways and things piled up on the floor and things and electronics.
Yeah, and knowing speakers, you, that's not surprising.
And yeah, look around here. Right. But times
you've
10.
Your father.
So whenever I'm around situations like that, store was like my dad's basement.
Sure.
You know, but 16-foot ceilings and shelves that just go up to this, like, with tiny little paths.
Right.
And he's trying to blame it on the guy next door.
No, both of them were antique stores. Lounge Lizard is...
It's like they redo furniture.
Okay. And Only Good Stuff is like a hoarder's...
It's like a hoarder's dream down there.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's, you know, Lounge Lizard's fault?
Saying, you know,
I don't know.
Probably my dad's basement burned down.
It did?
In that store.
Just the basement burned. That's
just the basement burned.
Weird. And speaking of fires, you had another fire like 5 blocks here from here.
It's weird. It's almost as if it's like some sort of trend with like if you line them up, all the fires around Portland.
It's starting to make a pentagram.
It was like. And point towards my house.
Point toward your house. You're like, I don't know.
I had nothing to do with it, man.
No idea. Well, once I get my red yarn in the mail and I get my big map and push pins, I'll figure this out.
Hopefully it's not coming FedEx.
Or I'll just lay down a map and start drawing on it. I hate that when they do that in movies. I'm like, what are you fucking made out of maps? Get your fucking marker off of that shit.
Hey.
They're like, if I just draw here and draw there,
the killer's here. Is at this house.
Yeah. Like, no, quit drawing on that. What if you're wrong? You're like, oh, wait, never mind.
Hey, dude, that's my map. That was actually my grandpa's map.
He's like,
he gave it to me.
These three points make a triangle. You're like, yeah, dummy. That's how geometry is. You know what I'm talking about? 3 points? Triangle?
You got your obtuse. You got your acute.
Uh-huh.
You got your
isosceles is in there somewhere.
You got
your rhombus,
your regular,
90? Regular. Yeah, there's right triangle,
right triangles, obtuse,
there's
acute,
one,
and then
there's
that's
a
it.
30, 60, 90s, which is 1, 2, 3. Equilateral. Hey, write in with your favorite fucking triangle.
With your favorite triangle, Basement Buddies Pod.
Yeah, sure.
I'm still thrown off by this new mixing board and how
I know,
sound.
Everything is weird. Everything is.
I don't deal with change well.
I know this of you. No.
And you're sitting 4 feet closer.
I'm too close.
You're looking at me.
You can see my eyes better, I guess. How they look.
They look still blue. Blue as ever.
Ah, thank you.
The film, it happened. We talked about the film crew.
The cinema.
The cinema came over.
Oh, right. Haley Joel didn't show up last week. Fuck. He's fucking stiffed us. You're dead to me, Haley. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I love you.
I was really hoping that he would just be, you know, over there and he'd have like a lunch break in between shooting scenes and he'd look at his Twitter and he'd be like, hey, a guy invited me to be on his podcast. Hey,
a guy saw me on the street and wants me to come into his house. I think I'll do it.
Hey, Haley, come on down into this basement here.
And he's like, okay.
Come on.
I do this all the time.
I got podcast gear. I would even be like, you can look through the window. I swear.
When you texted me that tweet, you sent me a screenshot of you tweeted at him. I said, oh man, that's hilarious. He'd be so dumb to do this. We could totally kidnap him.
He posted up some pictures. He was up at Timberline Lodge. Sure. Must have been filming up there.
No, sightseeing maybe.
Or sightseeing, I guess. And I said, hey, come be on my podcast. I'll even set it up in the hot tub.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not weird, see? I was going to be like, we're going to be outside. You know, if you're worried about COVID, we're going to be outside in the hot tub. Bring your trunks, or I have some trunks.
Fucking go nude. Let me see that dong, Haley. And he's like, okay.
It looks like young Haley.
What?
It looks like the kid from Sixth Sense. Oh.
His dick looks like his younger self?
Yeah.
Or his dick looks like his childhood dick?
I can't answer that.
All right, good. Good answer. I brought you a present today. I took one of your octofucks, fucktopuses, scanned it into my computer, and through the wizardry of ones and zeros, put it into my 3D printer. I made a tiny copy and printed on my 3D printer a fun little plastic pocket fucktopus for, you know, when you're on the go. You don't have, you know, you can't bring your nice one. That one stays, that's for special occasions.
For traveling, yeah. Around my neck.
Yeah.
When I go, yeah, so this one, see, my regular fucktopuses have a little bit of metal in them, so I can't bring them through the airport.
There's a little secret bit of metal in each one.
This one's made of plastic, so I can just easily slip it through.
Yep, but I was inspired by Sieg's, off the pod, we were talking about 3D printing. His lust for my 3D printer renewed my interest in my own, you know, like kids do. Oh, my cousin's like coming over?
You can't play with it.
It's my favorite one. You're like, you haven't played with it in 2 weeks. And yeah, so I'm like terrified Sieg's going to try to take my printer. And I was like, I use it all the time. I do it, every day.
Looking at it, yeah, I mean, it's nice, but you say it took like hours and hours to make this one.
It takes a bunch of fiddling and work to get it to print nice. And like I was telling your wife before the pod, just making a 3D model of a physical thing in, you know, that's not super shitty, like, takes work. It's not easy. I'd use like six different programs and my genius brain to figure it all out. And I did it at work.
While you're getting paid.
I was getting paid.
Your boss.
I'm building skills.
For the future.
Yeah.
Someday he might need something copied.
Oh, I've done 100%. That many times. I've sat there with calipers and a part and measured it and put it into SolidWorks and, you know, modeled the whole thing.
Your boss does art where he takes snakes and turns them into fucks. Fuck the snakes.
Yeah, he does fucked up snakes.
And he might want copies.
Furious to see this. How dare you? How you do this on my property?
Well, thank you.
No. Dan. Yeah. Anyway, so if anyone wants one, hold on. Oh, that little bit of whiskey. So if anyone wants a 3D printed fucktopus, I'm undercutting Brooks. Email in, ask for one. I'll give one to Brooks, and then he has to mail it to you.
So you're saying it took you an hour and a half of printing to make this thing?
Yeah.
Because I can still draw, but that's it doing it on its own.
Yeah, I'm not standing there for an hour and a half.
I can draw on a piece of plywood, a fucktopus, go over to my bandsaw and cut it out. Probably 45 minutes.
Okay. And then you don't do any sanding or...
And then a 30 seconds of, and then like 5 minutes of sanding and...
And a couple hours of painting.
And a couple hours of painting, and here you go.
Yeah, I still think yours are better, obviously. Mine's just a dumb piece of plastic.
There is no love in this, unless you put love into the filament.
No, I left that box unchecked on the computer program. I was like, do you want me to love this? I was like, no. It takes 2 more hours.
You can really tell that love shines through.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, it's computer love, so it's a little different. Like that movie...
with Haley Joel Osment, where he's a...
Oh,
speaking of
AI.
Let's only talk about Haley Joel Osment,
all right.
Osment movies.
Yes, Osment.
It's Osment.
Yeah.
I just learned that when I looked him up on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah?
Last week.
How old is he? He's your age, isn't
he? He's 33.
Okay.
He's just, I think he's 88.
Oh, okay.
His birthday.
That math checks out.
Yes. Because I'm 36.
Oh, you old man.
85. I'm pushing 40.
You know what a woman said to my wife today at the grocery store? She went with my daughter. She said, oh,
you don't have to wear that mask in here.
No. that was a year and a half ago. She said, oh, is that your granddaughter? Which really pissed off my wife, who does not
at all look old. But maybe, hold on, was it at Winco?
It was.
Because that could be a granddaughter for a 40-year-old at Winco.
Maybe that was it. She's like, oh, you know.
This is my 40
great, old women have.
This is my great grandson over here.
I'm 60, so I have, you know, great grandchildren. Yeah, maybe that was it. She's just used to
young mothers.
Pregnancies. Yeah, young mothers. But my wife certainly does not look old.
Was she dressed up like grandma. An old lady for Halloween?
Yeah, why? Is that involved?
Oh, yeah, I forgot she went full person makeup, old face.
Last week, she actually bought some. Fixident denture adhesive for her fake vampire fangs.
Oh, cool.
For her Halloween costume that we will and be wearing, for she'll some... be wearing tomorrow. For what? For
nothing.
For sex reasons?
No.
Okay. Keep this shit PG, man.
My kids are listening back to this.
Yeah, my kids are listening.
Well, John.
I'm going to eat some of this candy.
Remember that supervisor that told me, I believe it was about 3 years ago, that there was some donuts in front of a center that I did not belong to.
Oh, and they weren't for you.
And, well, they were for drivers. Drivers, I'm a driver. I'm a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change. I can feel it.
What? Okay.
Wait, what? So there was all these donuts sitting out, and I was walking by, and I picked one up and was bringing it to my mouth, full driver regalia,
yeah,
looking like a driver.
Sure.
And this random supervisor dude, who I'd never seen before, said, hey, those aren't for you. And I'm like, But
I'm Brooks.
But I'm Brooks. Like, it's in my hand, on its way.
You ain't stopping me now.
To my face.
Don't.
Stop me now. I'm having a donut.
You can fucking suck my dick. I'm eating this donut.
But I'd never seen this supervisor before.
Right.
And I have a, like, dip my toes in the water on everyone. Like, see how, if you're new to me, I don't immediately go full Brooks. Hey, I'm Brooks. Look, you don't know me. I'm like, all right. Because I don't know how he's going to respond.
Hmm.
If I just eat it and walk off, he could get really mad and still probably nothing would happen.
But yeah, you don't want to make whips.
But that was 3 years ago, and I will never forget this.
I know you won't.
And now he's a supervisor in my center, and I have to deal with him.
Does he remember this incident, the donut apocalypse?
I have it on good authority that he does remember.
Oh, no.
And he may not know how, like... vivid in my mind it is and will be forever.
Right.
Not that I'm going to do anything or be a dick. I'm just going to like mildly drag my feet whenever he asks me to do something.
Hmm.
Does that make sense, John?
What do supervisors do?
They like, hey, do this thing. I'm like,
what do you mean do this thing? Don't you show up your trucks loaded with whatever, yeah, and then you just deliver them?
Hey, we got some paperwork you got to fill out before the end of the day. And I'll like, I'll get to it when I get to it.
What kind of paperwork could you possibly?
Like safety tests and things.
Okay. Brooks, and remember to lift with the five principles of correct
lifting.
You got
the eight keys to lifting and lowering,
there
Sean.
We go. Thank you.
It's get close. Position your feet shoulder width apart. Grasp it opposite corners.
Why is everyone test with your feet shoulder width apart?
Test the weight so for shifting content. Lift with a smooth, steady,
quick jerking motion.
With a smooth, steady bend of the back. Don't jerk. Pivot, don't twist. And use existing equipment like chutes and hand trucks and
this
stuff.
This is like slinging boxes down at the warehouse, right?
I have to memorize. They want me to memorize 1,000 things. But, you know.
Is that their real concern, like, mostly? Do they talk about actual driving safety?
Not really.
Or they're just like, do whatever you want. You're UPS. You're in a big brown truck.
Oh, there's, get out. Yeah, there's tons of driving safety.
Oh, okay. Do you do that special driving where you have a foot on
following
the brake?
Following distance under 30, 3 to 6 seconds. Following distance from the car in front of you, over 30, 6 to 8 seconds. How you decide that is you look for when that car passes a mark on it, and then you start counting.
Yeah, I do that.
And
I do that in the rain.
So you're a safe driver, John.
I'm an incredibly safe driver when I'm not looking at my phone.
Yeah. Don't look at your phone. Also,
I look at it all the time. What are you going to do? Fucking stop me?
In cab distractions. Don't do those.
Who gives a shit?
Don't eat an apple while you're driving down the road.
What?
Also, a different lady, as I'm walking in.
Clip my fucking fingernails while I'm driving.
As I'm walking in, not on the clock yet, I go into the warehouse and then I walk along the outside because I don't want to be by these filthy people. There's like a path on the outside of the building by all the roll-up doors.
Wait, who's filthy? The box throwers?
All those box throwers.
Warehouse. Yeah, peasants.
And
do you wear your uniform in?
I wear my uniform in.
You get dressed here and go home.
And I will look at my phone while walking along the outside of the building.
Right, universal sign of don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Hey, coming through, looking down at my phone. I'm paying attention. Not on the clock. Some lady sees me, recognizes me, calls my boss.
Distracted walking?
200 yards down the building. Hey, Brooks is coming, and he's looking at his phone while he's walking.
And
then I show up. Hey, she told me you were looking at your phone out there while you're walking. You can't do that. We're not supposed to look at our phones.
While you're walking?
While I was walking outside.
What? I'm very confused by this.
You know, I might walk in front of a car. I'm very careful. I'm not on the clock. All right. This is getting...
Wow.
And then the next day, I see her out there. Observing, making sure people are
narking,
fucking narc.
Yeah.
And so what do? I take my phone, don't put it in my hand, but I hold my hand out like I'm looking at my phone in my hand and staring down at my hand.
Yeah.
And like out of the side of my eye, wait for her to look at me and like, and then I like move my hand and start waving at her and pointing
psych.
At her.
Whoa, really?
Psych.
Yeah, that seems.
And she goes, "You got me."
Oh, funny.
I was like,
don't fuck with me.
Don't fucking rat on me.
What do you mean? You can't look at your phone while you're walking?
It's safety, man. It's,
what do you mean safety? Can you not look at the ground or look at the sky?
No.
You should walk in, just head straight up, completely like crashing into people, bumping. You're like, well, I'm not looking at my phone.
It's technically not the phone.
I was looking at the clouds. They're like, no cloud looking. You know, is that the next rule?
Could
fucking
be.
Ridiculous bullshit. I hate it. I'm sorry. Well, I have to live in that world.
And I'm glad that I'm a Teamster. I'm really glad.
Yeah, no shit.
Because they can pretty much only tell me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm the least of anyone's problems here.
Yeah. You're like, hey, you know what? I do my fucking work.
I don't get hurt.
That's it.
And I don't get any accidents.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And I pay my union dues. I'm here to work. I'm not here to follow rules. Not that you don't follow rules. I shouldn't say that.
I'm here to follow rules.
But I'm here to chew gum and deliver packages.
And kick ass.
And do releases all over people's porches. I got a release so fucking bad. I have so much in me that needs to be released.
Go release those packages. Well, we got an email. It is Saturday before Halloween, so Andy's email did not come in.
Oh, yeah. We're a little early. Tomorrow's actually Halloween on the night we record, and I didn't really feel like making it back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is the first year.
We'll be busy tomorrow.
There was no Halloween last year because of COVID.
Right.
No trick-or-treating or anything.
COVID's over now, so.
COVID's over. We're good.
Yeah. So everything's fine.
We learned. Jamie made the kids' costumes. They both involve face masks. We're going to walk around, get some candy, have fun.
Good.
Got a vampire and a ghost.
Good.
But we did get an email right before this. And it's from Joe.
From Joey.
Super fan Joe. This is not... Wait. Oh, okay. Questions from Halloween past. Hey, basements. Since Brooks is too lazy to retrieve the questions, here's a totally new email he'll feel like he has to print out for those very questions.
Well, how do you know, Joe?
I printed them out on this piece of paper. I'm going to hand it over to John. I have included more questions than necessary. I have a lot going on. You want to just do these questions?
Sure.
XOXO. And then there's those six missing questions. So we are back up to the 100 questions.
Great questions.
XOXO, king of the superfans.
Oh, shit.
Joe.
He does have it. Yep. You know, he makes a compelling argument.
Superfan Joe wrote us in with Superman. Now.
King Joe. King of the superfans.
King of the superfans, Joe.
That's a lot harder to say.
King of the superfans, Joe.
90. You fucking dark. All right.
This might not work out with this new board, John.
It might not. Yeah, this is too much for you. Let's see. We have question 53. Oh, hold on. I think we have these, Joey. Let me compare and contrast with our printout. We are missing right before 53. We're missing 49.
Ah, shit.
40 to 52.
Ah, fuck. So we've answered these ones already?
Yeah. What's the most backhanded compliment you've ever been given? I was told at Christmas Tree Farm that I seemed very well suited to work there. And was like, fuck you. do you eat food that past expiration date? Oh, I had another run-in with a fully rancid... Milk? No.
What the hell's going on?
I bought eggnog, and it had stayed closed for one whole week. And it was usually the wife runs out to do grocery shopping. And I'll go through the fridge and try to, you know, eat up the last of stuff to make room. I grabbed that eggnog, sour, and it had only been 1 week.
Is your fridge going out?
No. I don't know. Winko's shitty food. Supply chain.
Cursed your family?
Very likely. Do you actually want intelligent aliens capable of space travel to exist? No, they'll kill us all. There's no reason for them to be nice to us.
I mean, I'd kill us if I was space alien. So.
Yeah, we would to them. Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
If they have the power to get here, they have way more than we have, and they're just going to kill us and take our... What, petroleum?
Whatever. But they need, like, for...
But every, water will okay. kill them.
Every alien spaceship has a zoo of life that they've stolen from other planets. John, I believe you and I could be in that zoo.
Okay. Yeah, I'll live in that zoo.
Just podcasted. Just full on.
And they're like, look at these primitive idiots.
Full on naked. Just chilling out, chewing on bamboo stalks.
Right, yeah. Our only food, bamboo. And they're like, why won't they mate? And we're like, sorry.
I'm doing my best over here.
Best.
We both got vasectomies. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Where are the tiny? Oh, okay. Well, I didn't think we'd go that far, but yeah, you know, give it enough time. And if you could talk to one animal besides humans, what animal would you talk to? I guess dogs. I don't know. They probably don't have a lot to
lemur.
Say. Yeah, lemur.
Lemurs seem like they'd be like super hyped up, caffeinated animals.
Yeah, that's just because you watched that around. Madagascar movie.
Oh, yeah.
And you like to move it. Move it.
Move it. Move it. All right. Well,
what
I'll
movie,
go.
What movie always makes you laugh? No matter how many times you watch it. You know what movie is actually pretty funny and good is Addams Family, the original one from 1991.
Yeah, I just watched it last week.
Yeah, you brought it up and I watched it. Man, there's some fucking good jokes in there. I was like, this movie's funny. I like it. The guy who directed it, Sonnenfeld, went on, that was like his premiere or his debut. He went on to direct the Men in Black movies.
No, cool.
I was like, oh, okay, I kind of see there's like a similar vibe. But yeah, there was some, I was like, huh, funny.
Today we went over to Jamie's dad's house and they had Jamie's stepmom.
Yes.
Shelley, Kurt and Shelley's house.
Yes, I'm aware.
And
I know who they are.
They had all these Halloween appetizer type things for us to make, like the mummy fingers. We did like little pizzas.
What's a mummy finger?
You take a hot dog and you take some of that Pillsbury dough and kind of wrap it around.
Like a pig in a blanket?
Like a pig in a blanket, but then shove, what were they? Like almond slivers, sliced almonds for fingernails.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And dipping it in blood. And there was like all sorts of a vegetable tray that looked like a skeleton with all the different vegetables and mm-hmm. all that. But it was fun.
Scary.
It was scary, man.
Just vegetables in general.
But it was, yeah, it was fun times.
That's cool.
I don't know why I brought that up.
Hey, you know, it's a flavor. Flavor. All right. Well, let's burn two of the questions. Sorry, Joey, those weren't the right ones.
I honestly
appreciate
the appreciate
effort. And now you've shamed Brooks into doing.
I'll do it, Joe. I'll fucking do it.
Oh man, this is a weird question because I wrote a couple down. Anyway,
Superfan Joe's. Superfan. 96 Joe. Great questions.
Still 96. Question 93. What do you want on your tombstone? Pizza, obviously. Is the joke there. But I wrote this down the other day. I don't know why it came into my head. I would like the opening line of my eulogy or on my... Actually, this would be cool on my tombstone. He was a complicated man. Which I think is a great way to start. You're like, this guy sucked. But he actually did some cool stuff. So we have to kind of acknowledge him. But I like that when they're like, you know...
Nobody understands him but his woman.
They're like, Schindler was, no, not Schindler. He was a good man, but yeah, yeah, no one understood him. He was a complicated man. I think that's a great one.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Oh, you're making a song reference.
What the John fuck is Shaft.
That? Oh, that's Shaft. Holy shit.
John Mitchell. I thought you were making that joke.
I was not. No, I was totally pulling a Kevin there, not realizing you're quoting a song.
I've paid already.
Stay down, Kevin.
Preemptively.
Yeah.
Like 4 sex workers to show up at your funeral.
Sure.
I prepaid them now and then to cry, throw themselves onto the grave and cry.
Right. The world will never be the same.
So if you go in like the next couple years, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Get a male, like 1 or 2 of them male sex workers in there too.
And, but if you go and like.
Just to confuse the shit out of your family, like, was he gay or what?
He was complicated.
He was a complicated man. Yeah, I don't want to be buried. I don't want a tombstone.
I'm just going to have a shrug emoji.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brooks?
Brooks?
I guess. Go find, download Basement Buddies podcast.
It's got a QR code you can scan and download our podcast.
They should have fucking QR codes on it.
You can have whatever you want. I just
20 years ago, I was watching 60 Minutes, and they're like, there's this new technology for tombstones where it had a screen and there was like a battery in the ground. It was like a computer yeah. that had the whole life of this person. They're like, it'll last for 10 years.
We should go find one of those and look how see how shitty it looks.
It's like the people that got...
You're like, ugh, standard definition? Gross. This is a CRT? Ugh.
You see like a 95 Mercedes-Benz and it's got the cell phone in the middle.
The car phone?
The car phone. Yeah. It's just real shitty.
No, I don't... tombstones are weird. I talked about it before. Like, my dad's buried out in Sandy. And, I mean, I've been there like twice with my family. Like, we've gone out there. It's like for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm of my own accord. I don't ever see a reason to go out there and stare at the rock that's in the ground. That just, to me, that's not remembering a person. I'm not really sure what it's for. And then, like, the graveyard's got to keep that forever. Like, we just fill up the graveyard and then it's done.
I wonder how graveyards work, like, financially.
Yeah.
Like, once they're filled, who's paying for the grounds to be kept?
Like, they just pave over? Down on Holgate in 82nd, you know what I'm talking about? That uh-huh. big one? That's been there, what, 100 years or something?
Yeah.
I think it's just full. And it's just there in the middle of the city.
It must just be some sweet tax exemption.
You can't be from making this. Much money. It's not like you pay money to go in and look. So there's what? An acre of undeveloped land in the middle of the city that's not doing anybody any good. There's no like real historic value to it. I say we fucking pave it over.
Well, here's the thing.
Build a mall.
There's the one of the
malls are the future.
The new mall.
Malls will never die.
Lone Fir Cemetery, have you ever been there?
That sounds familiar.
It's huge. It's 3 blocks wide and about 6 blocks long between Stark and Morrison. Yeah.
Where Rue saw the shooting?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law was in there and someone was in the cemetery. And then someone saw that car outside of the cemetery and started shooting
at him
while she was walking her kids around.
Yeah, I guess that after they're full, they just become a park, like a weird, shitty park.
So that's where I would go there when I was a kid to ride my bike.
Once you're full, swing sets. That's the rule.
Every other tombstone has to be 10 feet tall with a bar going in between for swinging.
Right. There we go. So all the kids are just having a good time playing around.
I got my slide.
Mm-hmm.
Tomb, my stone, my slide stone.
Sandbox.
It's full of
cats.
Don't
dig too deep, Billy.
I hit something. Oh, no.
It smells funny.
But yeah, what's going on with us? That cemetery's huge, and it's like prime real estate. I bet
that's
what I'm saying.
They're like in the middle of the city. You know, in Paris, they you know, the city's 1,000 years old or whatever. At a certain point, they're like, our graveyards are overflowing. I guess the stench was incredible. There's just like rotten bodies all over the place. So the city was just like, fuck it, dig them all up and put them underground. And they made the catacombs. That's where my school is from.
Wait, the school you stole?
Yeah.
When
I was there.
Don't do
that. I committed a war crime.
Don't do that. Yeah, I went there and I saw a skull that someone had tried to steal like right before me.
Yeah, at the security office. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bone detector.
You got any bones in your pocket, sir?
How do you know?
Fuck.
All right, question 94. How much is too much?
Just more than what I have. Whatever that is.
Right. It's like when people drive faster than you, go, that guy's crazy.
It's too fast.
That guy's a maniac. And then too slow.
How much is too much? How much is Jeff Bezos? Jeff Bezos, when you're like, fuck it, I want to go to space. I want to be like up there and I'm just going to pay for it with my... That seems like too much, right? No.
Yeah, that's too much.
That seem like too much? If people have so little, does that seem like a lot?
Yeah. What are they going to think about the small man?
I was listening to a podcast recently, and they were, I think it was Penn Jillette's podcast, and they were like, when you're, like, the Earth is giant, and you think of being in space as I'm in space, and now I'm looking at Earth, and you see, like, Earth there as a ball, but you're, like, not that far away from Earth.
The International Space Station's, like, 60 miles up.
Uh-huh. Can they see, or is it just so they see like a good chunk of the Earth underneath them?
It's not so much that they're up there, like floating around.
So it's
they're just off the ground and they're hauling ass. That's the real thing. They're not that far away, but they're just moving crazy fast.
Like
they're,
the Earth, you're going around the Earth every 30 minutes or something?
No, it's not that much, but that's why they're in, that's why they're orbiting, quote unquote. Quote unquote. No, they are orbiting. It's not that they're so far away, they're just drifting around. No, they're hauling balls to stop falling. To be going fast enough not to fall back onto the ground.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
But you're not that far. I would like to be.
Think about shooting a gun.
Right? I'd love to be in space, but far enough to see like Earth, the size of a soccer ball across the room.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about you're on the moon.
Yeah. 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 Now we're talking.
And that is, it took the last, Apollo 11. I'm not a space guy. I don't know all the facts. It takes like 3 days to get there.
Call me when you fucking blasted off in a rocket.
They're hauling ass, and then they just hauled ass for 3 days flying away from the Earth.
Yeah.
To get to the moon. Like, it's not like right up there.
Come on, Bezos.
Come on, Bezos.
Come back. I don't give a shit about you.
So he just got on a plane that went really high.
Yeah. But I want him to get to the moon. I'm tired of you billionaires.
That would actually be, I'd be a lot more impressed with that. They're like, oh, fucking Bezos went to space. I'm like, yeah, so did Lance Bass from NSYNC. 12 years ago, he went to space with the Russian Soyuz.
Oh, yeah.
No one gave a shit about that.
And he's not even a billionaire.
No, it's not that much money. I think it's like $100,000. And the Russians were like, yeah, sure, come on. And yeah, I don't know why that Bezos thing was a story at all. Oh, and Richard Branson, Virgin,
mm-hmm.
That guy, didn't he go into space? What about that guy who went up there for Red Bull and like jumped?
He took
from fucking space.
He took a balloon up.
Yeah, he was in outer space and was like, yeah, let me do a fucking skydive. That'd be badass. Do that, Bezos.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Too much.
So that's definitely too much. I think how much licorice you've eaten is probably too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like, my bedtime snacks can cross a line sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes late at night when you've perhaps been altered chemically, like that tub of hummus, you've eaten way too much of it. But it's just so tasty. That crunch of the chip.
Okay. New invention.
Salty of the hummus.
New invention.
What?
I have like a snack thing. I got something, a box that I put my snacks in.
Okay. Your Chex
Mix. All right. I'm working through this right now.
So it
snaps shut once you've had more than.
It has a scale in it.
It's a built-in scale.
Yeah.
And as you're dipping, you're into your hummus.
It knows you've had 8 ounces of chips, and it goes, that's too much. And then the box closes.
Yeah.
How about this? It doesn't snap close, because that'll pinch your finger.
Hey, fatty.
But it has a lid that slowly gets smaller.
Till my hand can't.
Till you can't. And it's just like subtly reminding you, like, hey, you've had far too many chips.
I just saw this on TikTok yesterday, and it's a genius thing. You know when you make popcorn?
Sure.
In the microwave.
Yeah.
That, and then it's done and there's that little slit.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your thing and shake it and all the seeds will go out that slit.
Oh.
The unpopped.
Upside down?
The unpopped seeds.
I'll try that next time I make. Did you do it today? Does it work?
I haven't tried it, but a TikTok video told me it was true.
It has to work then.
I also watched that TikTok video with the Pez where it's like you just push it in the bottom.
Yeah, I don't.
That was so confusing.
That
was to fuck with everyone in the world who'd ever had Pez.
No, everyone who's had Pez, or at least my memory of it, is like, yeah, I know how that works. That's not how Pez, like, it's solid on.
I was like, you can't wait, really?
That up the bottom. Where you're like, to the Pez dispenser collection.
I used to.
I bet you did.
When I was 13, I had a Pez dispenser collection with my friend Josh.
Wait, my friend Josh?
No, my friend Josh.
Oh.
And we got into a fight over the Pez dispenser collection.
The good one and the bad one?
We mowed lawns together, made money, bought Pez dispensers, and had like a nice collection, a shared combined, and you know, kids of that age.
Yeah.
Like, these are mine. No, those ones are mine. I bought that one. And then I'm taking mine back.
Oh, I see.
And then we broke
up. In the divorce.
And then I haven't talked to him since.
He's dead to me.
I'll never forget that fucking 1979 Darth Vader Pez dispenser and never again.
Shit like that. The manufactured collection, like your collecting, I will say, is authentic and it's unique. Like you collect weird
random shit,
which to me is way more interesting than someone who's like, oh, I love the Funko Pop things, which I don't get at all. Or Pez.
I like them.
I don't want a manufactured collection. I don't want something that's made to be collected.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah. It's just like, well, a company tricked you into buying all of them. Like you're dumb.
Someday we'll have Funko Pops.
They're not even like toys. They don't do anything.
I'm going to buy Kevin Smith at his fattest Funko Pop, and I'm going to paint your shirt onto him and be like, go ahead.
I have been compared to Kevin Smith before. And I was like, I am offended.
You're much taller.
I'm far taller. I'm not nearly as fat as he was. I also have hair.
That's true.
He's balding, isn't he? I don't know. I don't listen
my to wife, Kevin Smith anymore. My wife took a video of me doing something the other day from behind my head.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, hey.
Do you have a thinning spot in the back of your head?
On the top back yarmulke spot of my head.
What? Nobody's tall enough to see it, so who gives a shit?
And I was like, hey. It's like, wait a minute.
Is it really thin back there? Does your dad have thin hair back there?
He has, you know, he's had hair like his whole life until, yeah. I mean, he just... That's the way to go. If it starts in the front and goes back, it's more noticeable. But what if it starts in the back and moves its way out?
Yeah. You won't know
until
you're 50.
He's 77, turning 77.
Oh, nice.
And now he's like, I'm 77. Yeah, I'm missing hair on top of my head.
Yeah, I'm a fucking old man.
Who cares?
Well, what do you want from me?
What else? Yeah. I'm happy to walk.
Yeah, I've been growing out my hair. My wife requested it, and I'm just going to see how long I can handle it. And I should do it now before I start going bald.
I'm
pushing 40.
You look good, man.
It's very long.
Before the podcast, I said you look like a young Kenny Loggins.
I think her inspiration was we watched the Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Kurt Russell.
Man, that guy's got some fucking hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, wait a minute. Is this why you want me to grow my hair out? Do you have a thing for Kurt Russell?
I mean, don't we all?
It does, yeah.
Don't we all?
It's like, that guy's pretty glorious. And in his recent Santa movies.
Is there a third?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched them, but I've seen them on Netflix.
Goldie Hawn, and didn't he marry?
His wife is Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
And they have a daughter who is sort
also
of
famous.
Kate Hudson. He is not Kate Hudson's mom. He's not her biological dad, but he basically raised her. Her dad is some guy, Hudson.
Brock Hudson. Sure. Private Eye.
Sure, yes.
Well, John, how did it sound? How did this new podcast gear work?
I think it's worked out well. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't pick up all my fucking nose whistling. I don't know what it is. I guess I have a loud nose.
I think of it as the third host of the podcast, your nose.
I'm not like sick. I don't get it. I'm not sure.
How do you trim your nose hairs with a nose hair trimmer?
No. Why would I do that?
Because in the divorce, you got a nose hair trimmer from your brother's ex-wife's house when he moved out. That's what happened. That's how I got my nose hair trimmer.
Oh, what?
That's how, I went to my brother's old house, and he had moved out, and there was a nose hair trimmer there, and I was like, I could use a nose hair trimmer.
This is mine. Well, you know your nose hair is not just there for fun. Like, it protects you from all the dust you're inhaling. Fucking
dust going up my nose.
Yeah, you want nose hair. It's important.
But it's irritating. And then I get to a point where I reach in there with both my fingers. My nostrils are big enough.
Uh-huh.
And then I just grab a bunch of them and yank.
Yeah, I do pluck the ones that start poking out of the nose when they get that strong. And what I used to do when I had my Leatherman was I'd reach up there with the needle nose. And no, I found out plucking one nose hair hurts, right? Eyes water. Oh, it's the worst. If you grab a huge batch and just yank it, your brain's like, that's too much.
Overload.
Like, it doesn't really register as super pain. It's not the same. But I don't care, especially with a mustache. It's not very noticeable if you have hair coming out of your nose. You just need a longer mustache.
Where the nose hairs blend into it? They just
blend right in. You comb them right in. Nobody will ever notice.
My wife noticed 4 white hairs on my chest today as I got out of the hot tub.
I
don't see
any on my chest, but I definitely get in the... There's half dozen white hairs in my beard. They just turn white.
Just immediately.
Yeah,
they're times as long.
I don't have silver. Oh, no, they're not the super strong white hairs. But, I'm getting gray in the beard. But it's not gray. If you pluck one out, it's just a white hair.
We're slowly dying. Our bodies are telling us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trapped in a decaying cage of meat. What are you going to do? Speaking of decay, speaking of dying, I ordered a new phone. I'm very excited.
What?
Yeah, my phone's pushing 3 years. And like half, two-thirds of the screen goes dark when it's cold. Yeah, like the light's flickering and like you can't hear me on the phone very well anymore. And
what do you do with your phone, man?
What do you mean?
I think it's that witch's curse.
Could be. But it's had a good life, so I spent $500 and bought a Pixel 5. 5A.
Is that the little one? The artsy one?
I have no idea. It's so complicated to order a fucking phone. And I was just like, this seems good. I'll get it. And you could spend 1,000 hours analyzing phones. But I bought an older, it's like a generation behind. The 6 is coming out. So I was like, oh, I'll buy the other one. And people seemed to like it. And then I was like, $500. It's not bad.
When it comes to phones, I use it so much. Like the price per minute is so low in 3 years of having a phone, I'm like, okay, I'll pay for a nice thing that'll get me 8,000 hours of use over the next 3 years.
Sure, yeah. Well, people diminish technology, especially cell phones. Like, it's some, like a weird addicting crutch, or it's like a bad habit or something like that, you know? That whole concept, these phones,
that phones are bad for you.
Yeah, phones are bad for you, whatever. But you have, in a very real way, a relationship with that piece of technology. It's very important to you. Like, if you forget it on your way to work.
Oh,
I'm turning around and getting it. Like, it's important to me. I need it. It's part of my life. It's part of how I interact with the world. And if I don't have one, like, I don't know. It's an extension of your social life, your information, your entertainment.
Do you want to see some dicks on Twitter?
Yeah, you want to see some Twitter dicks? You want me to tell that story?
Nah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
We got. Do we need to fill time?
I got a awesome friend that I met on TikTok who does great digital drawings, and he drew a picture of me.
Right. So I'm scrolling TikTok, and I see this. You stitched it. And I thought, oh, what a nice drawing. So I go to the guy's profile, follow him. And, as I'm scrolling through the days, as I'm scrolling, I see his pictures. Like, oh, hey, nice. I don't actually care much about art. I'm not an art guy.
You're being supportive.
I'm being supportive. He's some small-time guy, right? And he messaged me on TikTok and said, hey, I appreciate all the likes. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. I'm just here to support. And he's like, oh, I can tell you're friends with Brooks. I was like, oh, yeah. We do a podcast, this and that. So I'm chatting with the guy. And he said something about his Twitter. But he said, it's probably too raunchy for you. You wouldn't be interested. And immediately I was like, well, I got to see it now. I have to see it.
Where is it?
And he was being very kind. He was like, well, I don't know if it's really your cup of tea. And I was like, dude, I don't know if... You know, the younger generation, he's younger than us.
It's nonstop me doing the Macarena.
No,
dressed
I don't
up
know.
as a character from Moulin Rouge.
Okay, yeah. You're Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate that movie. But anyway, I was like, I don't know if you young kids, I don't know if you appreciate the internet I grew up in was rough, right? I grew up in the rough streets of AOL.
I've seen some shit.
Right? nothing that you can scare me with. And I'm not like a super Twitter guy, so I don't quite understand how it works or what can be on there. That will be important in a minute. And he's like, all right, are you sure? I was like, fucking send it, dude. I got to see what's on this Twitter. And it's just like a bunch of dick pics of him. And I was like, oh, okay. Like
dressed up in like outfits?
No, just like, hey, here's my dick, who likes it, you know. And I was like, oh, all right, nice. I'm just being supportive. I'm not like, you know, that shit doesn't
matter. And
you liked care.
All of his dick pics.
I was like, heart, 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 save to disc. I got to keep all that. And he's like, hey, you see anything you like? I was like, hey, man, I mean, good on you. Go for it, man. Shine on, you crazy diamond.
I can see why you're comfortable showing that baby off.
Nice hog. I love it. But I was like, I think that's kind of, it's not really, I see, the thing was, I didn't want to come off and be like, oh, I'm straight, dude, you know, and be like this homophobic bullshit. I was like, hey, that's cool. I'm an ally, support it. I'm not, like, it doesn't do anything for me. And he's like, oh, okay, you know, and he was cool about it. But I did not realize Twitter, you're looking at someone's profile, it shows you like what they like and like their feed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just full on porn, like fully, like nothing censored or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I knew there was saucy stuff on there. I did not know there was just like full on fucking on Twitter.
I've had a couple Twitter accounts, but I can't get into it. It's too complicated for my, I don't want to say that. Like, I see the friend of mine, and it's a random comment, and I'm like, what is that from? It's not like really tied to anything. And then I have to click on it and see where it came from. And
yeah,
I'm like, this is too much work. This is too much reading.
I know people,
I just want to see pictures.
I know people say that about Reddit too, and I get it. It's complicated if you're not familiar with it. I'm very familiar with it. So
with forums and all the scrolling and the different
comments and, you know, that shit works. I get it, like the parent and the structure of the tree and the replies to this and that. Twitter, I don't know, maybe it's on the phone, it's more clear on a computer. I don't quite get it. I don't know how I would find pornography on Twitter. Just go search boobs. Do I have to put a hashtag? Who knows?
Hashtag boobs, maybe.
Oh, so anyway, I'm just looking at gay porn now because that's all I can figure out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let them be them, man. Beast Movies Pod.
Yeah, I hope he listens to the podcast. He's a super nice guy.
I'll pass it on to John. He's great. I'm going to print that up. The picture he drew, I'm turning into stickers.
Stickers? I thought you'd put on a t-shirt.
The next batch of... The next time Sticker Mule has a 50 for 19 bucks deal.
Oh, it's going to be that? Ask him if you can use his art?
I hope so.
Oh, well, too late now.
I mean, I commented, hey, I'm going to turn these into stickers. And he didn't say, no, don't.
Okay, yeah, he'll be all right.
And
I think you need to send him a picture of your dick, though.
With a sticker on it.
There you go.
Or a few stickers. I mean.
20 stickers. Oh.
But then I'm going to have like a shitload of things I want stickified. I'm spending $100 on stickers, John.
Are you really?
I'm going to get like 5 different things made into stickers when the deal comes.
Waiting for that deal.
Because right now,
What's a sticker machine cost?
The everyday deal, I don't know how much a sticker machine costs.
I feel like you're getting to that point where...
Maybe.
You might just need to invest in a sticker machine.
Because it's like fucking... If I want any day of the week, I wanted to buy some stickers, $68 for 50 stickers.
Well, if you had a sticker machine, it wouldn't necessarily... You know, it wouldn't hurt you to... Print off 2 or 3 just to fuck around.
Okay. All right. I'm going to find out what sticker
machines are. The sticker company, they only make money if they're selling 100, right?
Yeah. All right.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'll buy you a sticker machine.
Sticker machine.
And then you could spend 2 hours to make one sticker.
I bet I could make a lot more stickers than this 3D printed fucktopus, which I really appreciate. And I want to give you a round of applause.
Oh, thank you. The live studio audience.
Well, everybody,
thanks for sticking with us. Hope the audio's not fucked up.
Now we can easily play the outro music.
Hooray, finally.
Well, John?
It all costs $50.
Have yourself a happy Halloween.
I will. Don't forget that dad tax.
Oh.
It's important.
Jackson's already decided he's only going to eat the Skittles. And everything else comes to me.
That's fine. Keep those Skittles. Give them Reese's. All right.
And then work your way to that.
Shut up.
Caramel covered onion.
All right. Bye-bye.